I still remember the first time when an ad followed me online. You know what I'm talking about? Like I went, I was Googling for like a pair of pants or something like that. And then like the next day I was on Facebook or whatever. And all of a sudden I saw my pants that were there and it like, it freaks you out. And you know, now it's happened enough that you've gotten used to it, but you know, that first time you're like, oh my heavens, someone's like following. They're like, it's some kind of weird thing. And then the same kind of thing happens when you're traveling in some new city and you're thinking like, hey, whenever I can get tacos around here. And you just pull out your phone, you do a Google search, tacos. You don't even put near me, just tacos. And suddenly it's like, it knows where you are. It's not showing you tacos back in your home state. It's showing you tacos in the new place. It's a freaky, weird kind of a thing, but it's the new evolution of ads and how they can follow us and how they can be responsive to what we are looking for. And if you think that is interesting, wait until you see the next generation of what is coming at you, because it's ads that will talk to you. That's exactly what we're talking about today. Welcome to the Voice Box, everybody. I'm Darren.
And I'm Jeff. Today on the Voice Box, we are talking with Stas Tuschinski from Instreamatic. Stas, welcome to the Voice Box.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
I got to ask you, Stas, tell us what is the future of ads here? These are going to be literally ads that will talk to us. Is that what it is?
Yes. And even more to it, we're actually in the beginning of this big transition in marketing. And the transition is going to take us from monologue-based advertising, you know, the one that we experience every day, to a dialogue-based one. And it's going to change a lot. And it's going to solve the problem of repetitive ads that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and when I say ads that talk to us, I mean, ads talk to us all the time. I'm watching a TV commercial and it's talking to me. But these kind of ads are different. So explain what exactly an Instreamatic ad is going to do. How does this work?
Imagine you're listening to a music streaming app, a freemium version, so not a premium account, the one with ads. And instead of getting a regular 30-second audio ad, like the one that you can hear today, you would hear something like this. Hey, Starbucks is here. Do you want to skip the line in the morning and have a hot cup of coffee waiting for you? And you can say, oh yeah, I'd love that. All right, so this is what you need to do. Get our app or call us, whatever. Or you can say, nah, I don't like coffee. Leave me alone. All right. Sorry about that. We'll try harder next time. And so based on users' responses, the ad journey continues in one of many directions. So now brands can start creating a relationship with every person individually, because now they can hear them, hear what they're thinking and how they feel about their products and their offerings.
So Darren, it sounds to me like this is not so much ads that talk to us as ads that listen to us.
Yeah, right. It's like a conversation. Is this like the freakiest thing that's happening, where you're actually having a conversation with the advertisement, right?
Yeah, that's very cool, Stas. So how did you come up with that idea? How did you think of, I mean, what made you realize that we needed to move to a model where we're talking, interacting with our ads?
So we started as a software platform focused on the audio vertical. So we were working with music and radio and digital radio companies. And we quickly recognized that there is this big problem in the industry, which is, how do you become profitable? Because people don't want to pay for subscriptions in general. And advertisers, especially when we were just, when we started the company back then, they were not excited about buying audio ads. And we were asking them like, hey guys, you know, what's wrong with that? Audio is great. And they told us, well, we can't measure performance. You can't place clicks on audio because people consume audio when in a screen-free, hands-free environment. So how do you solve that? And, you know, and then lightning struck and we recognized that the answer is voice. And then we shifted our focus to voice AI technology. And, you know, we invested the last couple of years building voice AI features that now allow people to talk to ads and then ads talk back.
are people going to know? Because you're mentioning that, like, hey, would you like to skip the line and get a cup of coffee or whatever? Are people going to know the first time or two that they're supposed to talk back? Because a lot of times an ad might ask me a question and I don't reply to the ad. How do you teach people, hey, I'm talking to you. Will you answer me? I'm waiting for an answer.
The secret sauce is to, well, first is to completely forget everything you know about advertising. And then start thinking, how would a natural conversation would sound like? And so the way it would sound like, first, you tell user that, you know, this is a different kind of ad. This is the one you can speak with. And then you finish the first part of it with either a question like, hey, you know, do you want to learn more? Or with something like, let me know if you're interested, or let me know if you want to do this or that. And then there is like 3 seconds of silence. And thanks to smart speakers and voice assistants, people now know that they can talk to devices. And so a lot of them actually do, and they try it, and then it works. And then they just change their habits. And then it's like totally fine talking to an ad.
What's been the response so far when you're, because I'm gathering you're like picking up a little steam and these are actually coming to fruition. When you're painting the picture for someone, do people like say, this is the greatest thing in the world? Do they capture the vision of what this is about?
That's a great question, because when we were just came out with this idea, I mean, came out of our lab and started sharing it, people were telling us, you know, you're crazy. Nobody's going to talk to that. People hate ads, right? That's the funny thing, that people love brands, but they hate ads. So like, why bother? And then when we launched our first campaigns, and back then I remember I thought to myself, like, man, if we can reach at least 3% voice engagement rate, that would be fabulous, given that the average click-through rate is less than 1%. And then we saw, wow, 14. And it was really hard to sit in a chair, because, you know, the number was crazy high. And then
Stas, you mean that 14% of people who heard one of your ads actually spoke back to it, actually responded?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. And I'm referring to relevant responses, because we don't count irrelevant responses. When people said something, but it was not, you know, with an ad. And the numbers are consistent. That's the interesting part. Across many markets, across different cultures, and, you know, they didn't change much over the time.
So give me an idea of who are some people who are advertising? Who are some companies? I'm assuming you can share some ideas of some companies you've worked with, some brands you've worked with, and some things that have worked well. Because I want to get an idea of how this is working.
Well, we work with many tier one brands. That's how people call them. You know, the companies like IKEA, Samsung, Infinity Cars, and many, many more. And one of the cool feature that we have is the ability to connect multiple ads in a single narrative. So let's go back to the coffee shop example. So imagine you heard this ad, you said, no, I don't like coffee. So the next time, instead of hearing the same ad again, you would hear a different ad that could be like, hey, it's us again. Yeah, we know you don't like our coffee, but we have 10 flavors of tea. Would you like to try it? And so in a way that allows, you know, brands to always be relevant and consider, you know, what people are, you know, how people think and feel about their products.
So this is progressive. One ad could lead to another. Or, hey, we know you liked coffee. We got a new coffee flavor coming out this month. Would you like to try that? If you know they liked coffee, and if they didn't like the coffee, then they go to a different path. And would you like some tea, or would you like a fruity drink or something like that? And you can just then track all that based on what their responses are.
Well, so the way how we think about it is that the feeling from this interaction is going to change for users, because now you have this feeling that you actually spoke with a brand, right? And that means that brands become kind of a like a life form or whatever. So that means that you expect that they would remember what you said, because otherwise it's like, didn't I tell you that already? Why are you asking me that again? And from that perspective, I think that given that people, you know, explicitly said something in response, and they said, I want a coffee, I don't want a coffee, I love you, I hate you, then the fact that the next ad's going to be a continuation of that discussion would feel absolutely normal. And the reason why people freak out about ad tech today is because they feel like they're being, that somebody's spying on them because they didn't engage with that banner. And now this banner chases them across the internet, right? That feels weird. But if you actually spoke, let's say, with Coca-Cola, and the next day Coca-Cola continues talking to you, that feels normal, in my opinion.
Yeah, it makes it more comfortable. It makes it like a welcome conversation. Like, we're just continuing to have this conversation. Instead of you stalking me, now we're actually friends and I'm interacting with you, and yeah, and things are going well. I'm gonna go back to sort of the origins. How did this start? Was this an international thing? Was this a US thing? How's been the response to different, as you've been growing this?
Yeah, we started as an international company right from day one. And our very first clients for voice ads were Pandora Media in the US and Radio Record out of Moscow, out of St. Petersburg, Russia. Those were the very first two clients that decided to pilot voice advertising with us.
And what's happened since then?
Well, since then we grew tremendously. So we're now working with Ghana. This is India's largest music app. They have more than 150 million monthly active users. We're working with many radio groups in the US, in Europe. We are now running our first campaigns in Japan. So it's kind of, yeah, it's happening.
So Stas, I want to ask you about, are you doing more than just talking? Are you doing anything to analyze the speech that's coming out?
I think the most valuable component here is the no part. Because, you know, traditionally, marketing was focused on getting yes. That's your ultimate goal. Like, how do you make him or her say yes? And we think that the no is actually the most important part, because there are so many no's. We call them 50 shades of no. And, you know, because somebody can be like, nah, not now, and then go all the way to like F off and, you know, stuff like that. And those are very different kinds of responses. And you should take it in consideration, because, you know, one thing is like somebody, not now, I'm busy, then it's fine to remind about this product. And another thing is when somebody's like using profanity, and then it's up to a brand if they should respond with a joke, with something like, you know, does your mother know we talk like this? Or they should be like, all right, sorry about that, we'll never, you know, bother you again. And that allows brands to reduce the ad waste. So why chasing somebody with the same ad, or even with a different ad, if you know that this person doesn't like what you offer at all? So we get a lot of insights from what people are saying, actually.
So you, as opposed to most parents, you love it when the reply is no, because you're gonna learn a whole bunch of stuff from that. Let me ask you, we always ask someone, if you had a magic genie in a box, because it's the voice box, if you could open up the genie in the box and you could have any wish, the genie would grant whatever wish you want, what would pop into your mind? What technology, what innovation would you like to have at your fingertips? You're thinking, oh, I just wish we could do fill in the blank. Anything pop into your mind?
Absolutely. So imagine this, you're swiping TikTok, and then you see, let's say, Leonardo DiCaprio. And he says, and he, you know, he tells you, hey, it's me, Leo. I'm raising money to fight climate change. Do you want to donate $5 now? And you say, sure, Leo, you know, let's fight it together. Here's my $5. And then boom, money are gone. and they just went to you know, whatever fund that he's been raising for. And, or if you said something else, or you ask a question like, sure, but before we, you know, talk about money, when is your next movie coming out? And then he would respond appropriately. So that's the tech I'm wishing I had right now. Mm-hmm.
So you want a real Leonardo DiCaprio in your smartphone, really conversing, really engaging.
That, you know, like an AI-driven technology that would feel like it's real Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Stas, how do people learn more? How do they find out more? How can they follow you and all the stuff you're doing?
Well, visit Instramatic.com, and we are in, we have accounts in all the social media out there. So it's super easy to find us.
Instreamatic, like automatic, but it's in a stream, like an automatic in the stream attic. I'm just trying to get people picture this in their mind. Like, wait,
exactly.
In Streamatic.
Yeah.
Got it. How soon? Because I have never, I just got to jump in. I have never had one of these ads approach me. So how soon will I realistically hear an Instreamatic ad that I'm going to be able to talk to? Any guess?
Well, turn on Pandora or any other US companies we're working with today. And when you hear one, make sure to respond.
Okay. So when they ask me a question, I'll be ready. I'll be sitting there the whole time. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. And I'll start talking to them and realize, oh, wait, no, this isn't an Instreamatic ad. I can't talk to this one. I'll just be waiting for the first real one that comes by.
Yep.
All right.
And you can say whatever. It doesn't have to be a certain keyword. You really can say whatever.
I can even use profanity.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell.
Not that I would.
I'll tell mom.
Just knowing it's an option. Yeah, exactly. Does my mom know? And then they'd say, yeah, because my brother just told. Stas, thank you so much. Thanks so much for sharing a glimpse. I was going to say a glimpse of the future, but it's really a glimpse of the present that's going on right now. How not so much ads will talk to us, but how we can talk to the ads. Thanks for all you're doing, and thanks for sharing the tech with us today.
Thanks, Stas.
Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Jeff.
So, Jeff, now that you have heard all the stuff that Stas is doing with Instreamatic, where's your mind going? What are some things that you think, oh, too bad they're not doing this or doing that?
Well, I love the fact that they're talking about sort of higher level engagement, like in his example with Leo DiCaprio. You see, Leo and I were on that. We just call each other Leo.
I was going to say, since when do you call him Leo? Isn't it Leo, Leonardo?
He calls me Jeff. Sometimes he just calls me Jay. But I like that ambition of getting, you know, something where you're capturing their personality and being able to talk to them in a way that is realistic and relevant. I think we can go a step further in listening to what people are saying. You know, he talked about his 50 Shades of No. And I think there's a lot more to decipher from the way people say, from the way you say no. You could say the word no, and it's different if you say no. Or no, or whatever the different ways you might say it. I want to know if I'm the advertiser. I want to know how emphatic you were and what, you know, what kind of no that was. And recognizing that can be tricky if you're using the same word, but just intoning it a little bit differently. As long as we're talking about that, I'd like to understand more about the person that I'm talking to. Can I recognize from them their level of engagement? Can I recognize for marketing purposes their age or gender or anything about, anything about what they might be wanting? And then while we're at it, if I'm going to, you know, donate $5 to climate change, which is a great cause, but what if someone else borrows my phone and starts donating things to causes that I don't think are great causes? It'd be nice to have some kind of biometric authentication to know that this is really the person they say they are, to authenticate your purchase, your e-commerce transaction, whatever that is.
And you're talking about listening, and it's more than just the words they're saying and even some of the intonation. But I would perceive that you could pick up back, because you're like the expert of this, you could pick up background noises and then maybe even, I don't know, maybe then have the conversation change depending on where they are or what they're doing, depending on what other activities are going on around them, right?
Yeah, there's a really obscure speech challenge or problem that people don't talk about much or work on even very much. And that is, can I, from listening to you talk, can I pick up from the background noise what you're doing, where you are? Can I tell that from the sounds of you chopping vegetables that you're in the kitchen or that you're in a car or that you're in a mall? If I know that you're in a mall, I might want to send you a different kind of ad than if I know that you're in the kitchen cooking dinner. And it'd be nice to be sensitive and aware of the surroundings and the context. of the person.
I love it. I love the whole conversation. I love the technology of this. I mean, I sort of said it ads that talk to you. And then I said, like, it's really us talking to the ads, but that's really allowing the ads to personalize the conversation with us, which is what this whole is. And then the more for advertisers should love this just because they're able to, focus in ads, direct ads, target ads on their right clients. This is allowing them to target not just the clients, but target the exact words and the conversation based on what the person is talking to them.
Absolutely.
This is, yeah.
Yeah. And cool. if I'm listening to the ads, I would rather have an ad engage with me than just, you know, blare at me one way. I'd rather be engaged. So as a consumer, I think I'm going to rather listen to one of these interactive in-streamatic ads than a traditional voice ad.
Because a lot of it, it's not just an ad. Like you said, it's the brand, and there are brands we love, and we love those brands, and I love Apple computers. They're talking to me, or I love Coke, they're talking to me, and I'm having a conversation where they get someone excited and more engaged because it's a brand they like, and obviously they're listening to you and they're having a conversation with you, which is way better than a brand you don't care about just blaring an ad at you and like, how soon can this get over? I can get back to the music. So hopefully it gives a better experience for the brands and for the listeners and the consumers.
Indeed.
You've all had a glimpse into the future of what's coming your way. Thanks so much for joining us on The Voice Box. I'm Darren.
I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you next time.